KSRN News. I'm John Scott. A major tornado outbreak appears likely today. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira warns that severe weather will hit parts of the Midwest and South.
That region is going to be experiencing several days in a row of very heavy rainfall, reaching perhaps historic amounts across portions of the lower Ohio Valley, Arkansas, southern Missouri, as numerous showers and storms develop each day for the next few days.
Today's high-risk tornadic area, home to about 2.5 million people. A Manhattan federal judge dismissing New York City Mayor Eric Adams' criminal corruption case with prejudice. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with the story.
The with prejudice distinction means the case cannot be brought up again, even if Adams' relationship with President Donald Trump sours in the future. Adams has been accused of engaging in a quid pro quo with the Trump administration by complying with immigration priorities in exchange for having his case dropped. Judge Dale Ho wrote in his decision, quote, "There may or may not be good reasons to drop the prosecution, but the reasons articulated by the DOJ, if taken at face value, are inconsistent with the decision to leave the charges in the indictment hanging like the proverbial sword of Damocles over the mayor." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israel expanding military operations in Gaza against Hamas, according to the country's defense minister.
Israel Katz says in a written statement his country's offensive in the Palestinian territory is expanding to crush and clean the area of militants and seize large areas that will be added to the security zones of the State of Israel. Katz didn't specify which areas of Gaza would be seized in the operation, which he said includes the extensive evacuation of the population from fighting areas. His statement comes after Israel ordered the full evacuation of the southern city of Rafah. I'm Charles DeLuna.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 245 points. This is SRN News. Christian parents worried about their kids.
Lifeway Research has been asking moms and dads what their greatest spiritual concerns are for their children in 6th through 12th grades. And the number one response is worldliness. Nearly all Christian parents say they fear that their kids might become distracted by the things of the world. The second biggest worry is that peer pressure will lead young people to violate the tenets of their faith. There are also concerns about kids drifting from Christianity when they go off to college. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Starting in May, Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and all government buildings. Any state or local government building will be fined $500 a day for flying any flag other than the U.S. flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others approved by lawmakers. Political flags supporting a certain candidate or party, such as President Trump's signature Make America Great Again flag, they are also banned. This is SRN News. One of Senator Cory Booker's staffers arrested on Monday for carrying a concealed pistol into the Capitol. Bob Agnew reports.
Capitol Police say the staffer, Kevin Batts of New Jersey, had earlier been led around security into one of the Senate office buildings. He later wound up outside the Senate chamber and informed officers there he was armed. Capitol Police said in a statement all weapons are prohibited from Capitol grounds. That prohibition applies even to retired law enforcement officers and those with carry permits from other states and the District of Columbia. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Naval Academy has removed nearly 400 books from its library after being told by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office to review and get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. Academy officials were told to do so last week, pulling the books off the shelves, another step in the Trump administration's effort to eliminate so-called DEI content from federal agencies. More details at SRNNews.com.